Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. This is your invitation to hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. The Word of God can help you experience true life and freedom in Jesus Christ. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. If there's something you'd like to discuss or for a particular Bible question you'd like to pose, why call now, 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. A toll-free call all across the country. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. The gospel message is simply this: Jesus Christ is alive. That's what everything hinges upon as far as our Christian belief system. Without the resurrection, you know, our faith is futile. We're still dead in our sins. We're just hopeless and helpless people. But the fact of the matter is this: Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. That third day after he was killed and buried, he came back to life. And because he's alive, we can be alive. And when we come to life in Jesus Christ, he comes to live inside of us, and change starts to happen. The blog that I do, it's titled First Life, Then Change.
Right.
That's God's process. He first brings life to us, spiritual life, Christ's life. That's what we receive when we receive him. We receive his very life. And in that life, change starts to happen. And it's an inside-out process. God starts to work on the inside of us, changing our belief systems, changing our attitudes, changing our thinking, changing our perspectives on life and people and places and things, and then changing our actions. So all of that is a process that we begin the day we come to Christ by faith. And that's what we're going to be talking about all month long. And so today, I ask you, our listeners, to call in our program and tell us how Christ has changed you. What was one attitude that you saw changed in your life as a result of coming alive in Jesus? I'll tell you what it was for me. I used to go through life as if I was floating. You know, I wasn't anchored to anything. I didn't have a solid foundation to stand upon. Just kind of floating through life. I remember one time at a party at my fraternity in college, I was standing there and the music was going and people were dancing, and I just felt like I had this out-of-body experience, just kind of looking down on the whole thing, and I just thought, you know, I have no place in this scene. It just seems weird to me. And it was just such an odd feeling, but I felt like I was just floating. And that's the way I was. But as soon as I came to Christ, I mean, really understood that that he had made me alive, I felt like he just pulled me down from the sky and put me on solid ground. And it just was the greatest sense ever. And I felt like I've been walking, you know, on solid footing ever since. And that was a change that God produced in me. I've seen lots of other changes. But how about you? How has Jesus Christ changed your life? What attitude do you have now that you didn't have before coming to know him?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it on today's program.
This is Basic Gospel, and this is where you can talk about it. 1-800-677-9377. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. Let's talk about those issues. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to start in Phoenix, Arizona today and talk with Esther, listening to us on KXXT. Hi, Esther.
Hi. How are you doing? God bless you. Thank you for taking my call. I was listening to you a few minutes ago on another station, and I was trying to call in, but I couldn't. But I was thinking I wanted to call because I've been walking with the Lord for 6 years, and I started having dreams. That's how I changed my life, like, real quick. The work that he did in me, there was things that were in scripture I didn't even know. It was like the end time, and then I found it. Now I know it's in Matthew 24, and it was, the dream was, it's powerful, and I had like about four or five dreams, but ever since I started walking with him, there's a lot of things that have came against me. But my walk with God, I have, like, I've given my everything to him. I trust with him with all my heart, soul, and mind. I don't try to figure out how I'm going to fix anything. I have a son that hasn't talked to me for over 2 years because I'm Christian. He's Catholic. And, like, I just pray. I just tell the Lord, you gave me, you blessed me with my babies, and I know you're going to give back to me. I pray for them every day. I pray for everybody every day. I take the Bible with me to work. I tell the Lord every day that passes by until the day you come pick me up, put somebody in my path. I go to the nursing homes, and I pray over people. I say prayers of salvation with people. If I go eat at a Jack in the Box, McDonald's, wherever I go, if I can pray with somebody, pray for somebody. I said, help me to be like you, to feel like you, love like you, talk like you, be humble like you, be kind and gentle. I want to be a reflection of you as long as I'm here. And I tell people, you know, the Lord has given me so much peace, and there's so much things that come against me that I have peace. Like if he was to take me right now, I tell him, you know what, Lord, I tell you, but even if he had nothing up there to give me, as long as I knew I was going to be there with him, to hug him and hold him, to see him, to tell him how much I love him and how grateful I am, I mean, I'm happy. You know, I leave everything to him.
Well, Esther, that's the great news, isn't it? I mean, we give our lives to God, but here's the most important aspect of this salvation is that Jesus Christ gives himself to us. He gives us everything, and in him we have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
Peace, that's the peace that you can have, you know, and instead of trying to fix it yourself, I know. I trust him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, the same way I love him. And I know that I know everything that comes my way, he always makes a way for me where there's no way. Like they say, greater is he that is in us and he is of the world. And he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. And when I'm praying and I cry and I thank him for the cross. And
oh, Esther, that's
cry, you know, because
yeah,
I think you love
that's obviously
me, and I take it personal.
A change of attitude in your life and your heart that's just powerful. And I think that's one of the most difficult things for us to fully grasp is what faith really is. Before we come to Christ, we know nothing about faith. We can come up with some examples, but oh, do they ever fall short? You know, you hear about, I have faith in this chair. I'm sitting in it. I think it can hold me up, and I believe that it can hold me up, and then I sit down in it. And, you know, we use that as faith, but that's not really what the Bible necessarily is talking about. It's so much deeper than that. Learning to trust and rely upon Jesus Christ, that's a whole new way of life. And when we come to him, that whole new way of life is given to us, and we start to learn. And boy, talk about a change. That is a big change, isn't it?
You know, I'm a caregiver, and I mean, there's people, like even now I work with someone who has schizophrenia, bipolar, and I feel sometimes like I'm like the demon, like the devil right there, but I got my Bible, my sword with me, and then he knows, before you know it, he's like, I'm sorry, and, you know, I just pray for him, I pray with him, pray for him, and you know, he gets my hand and tells me, you know, Esther, you know, you should be out there preaching, you should be, a lot of people tell me that because...
Yeah. Well, Esther, we're certainly thankful for your call today. We just love hearing what God is doing in your life and the many opportunities he's putting in your path to share the goodness of his love and grace. So, Esther, thanks for your call today. Well, let's go to Westchester, New York, and talk with Anthony, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing, sir? How's everything?
It's going well. Nice to hear from you. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to just touch in on the topic of you, just in regards to how when you allow Jesus Christ to come into your life, how it just completely changes you for the better and the people around you as well. I remember I was in the music industry for about 3 years, and I ended up reaching a point in my life where it was a very dark place. And as a lot of people do not know, the scenes that go on behind the music industry is very, very dark. The things that people do just to try to obtain the American dollar is something that when you come in contact, the greed, that just comes into your life, and you put that into perspective first. Vice versa, when I finally left, I just had, I guess you can say, a spiritual reawakening when God just said, this is not for you. This is not who you are. And ever since then, I've just been becoming very involved with you know, Jesus Christ and just my spiritual reawakening. And I just come in contact with people, you know, becoming more involved with the church and giving things, you know, that people need. And, you know, I just realized that when you do that, people, they feel it. You know, the people that are on the same level as you, you know, I actually came in contact with a person when I was at work, and she said, there's just something different about you now. You're glowing. You know, you have this aura about you that you're just so happy. And you know, when I told her, I said, I've just been, you know, allowing Jesus and the Spirit to come into my life. She goes, bingo. She was like, that's it. You know, and I just...
Yeah, that is it, isn't it? He is it.
It's true. You know, I used to be one that doubted a lot and not had too much faith. And I would just go down that dark path and not follow the righteous path. But when I allowed him to come into my life, I mean, everything has just been better. The relationship with the family, my relationship with my church. And it just feels good, you know, knowing that when you believe, he likes the path for you.
Absolutely, Anthony. Well, thanks for weighing in on today's topic. We love hearing about personal testimonies, and it's just amazing what Christ does in our lives. As you were talking, Anthony, I thought of Philippians chapter 2. You know, you were talking about the music industry, what goes on behind the scenes. This is just the way of the world. It says there, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. I mean, that's the world. It's all about selfish ambition. It's all about just knocking down everybody else so you can rise to the top. It's all about vain conceit. You're the center of attention. But when you come to Christ, that changes. And obviously that changed in your life, Anthony, and you've come to the point where in humility you're considering others better than yourself, that you're looking out not only for your own interest, but for the interest of others as well. And what a powerful change that is. So, Anthony, thanks for calling the program today and sharing your story with us. Let me put you on hold and love to send you this CD set that we're offering called Profiles in Character, and we would love for you to have it. You hang on, okay?
And it is a very special offer. And, friends, for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you'll receive that 3-CD series, Profiles in Character, by Bob Christopher. In the series, Bob outlines some important issues, finding that sometimes in life, the most unlikely of people prove to be true heroes. So we'd love for you to have a copy of it, and it's yours for a gift of any amount. Simply go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828.
Well, thanks, Bob. If anybody else wants to call on today's program and to share what Christ has done in their lives, and we're just looking for, you know, a simple one attitude. You know, what attitude you had before you knew Christ and when he came to live inside of you, how that changed and what it changed to. That's what we're interested in hearing today on Basic Gospel. Again, the number to call, 1-800-677-9377. Let's go to Clark, New Jersey, and talk to Janae listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Janae.
Hi, how are you? God bless you.
Well, thank you. Nice to hear from you.
You as well. First of all, I must say I thank God for your program. It's such an asset to have an avenue where you are able to express, you know, what the Lord has done for you. I wanted to talk about my transformation. I was one that had, I had a disdain towards children. I don't know where it came from, but it was just something that was in me. And when I, you know, even to the extent that when I had my daughter, I just remembered just, you know, some of the anger that I had on the inside of me, that I prayed and I asked God not to allow my child to have to suffer because of my attitude. because of the way that I was towards children. And now I thank God that he has changed me to the extent that I not only love children, but I, you know, and I hate to say I, because, you know, I don't want to put myself in it, but because God has done it for me, I now am able to participate in the ministries in my church, all which involve children. I love to be their advocate. I know they are a very, very important part of the church, and I thank God for just pouring that love in me for them.
Well, that's amazing. I call that a 180,
yeah.
to go from disdain toward children to an absolute love and for them, and a willingness to work with them and be involved in their lives. I mean, that is an amazing change. And I love what you said there, Janae, that it's not about you. This is the work of Christ inside of you. I mean, that's the power of this resurrected life that has come to live within us. Jesus doesn't come in and sleep inside of us. He's actively working in us. He's actively renewing our minds, bringing truth into our hearts. He's actively examining our attitudes and shining light on what we're thinking and feeling and all of those things, so that they can be changed and transformed to be aligned with what the Word of God has to say. So that's a powerful, powerful witness to his life, his love, his peace, his grace. So, Janae, thanks for sharing that with us. And may God continue to bless you as you reach out and serve those children.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well as you continue to reach us.
Well, thank you, Janae. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of that CD series as well. So thanks for your call.
Time on the clock and open lines, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Want to be a part of this particular broadcast? Call right now, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Yorktown, New York, and talk with Dominique. Hi, Dominique.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. How can we help you today?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just said, how can we help you today?
Well, I just wanted to give you some feedback on one of my experiences and comment on what the other guy said about the music industry. A friend of mine told me, who one of the people brought me to the Lord, said that some of the lyrics, some of the songs are bad and people don't pay attention to it. They'll pay more attention to the music itself. And they could be repeating something really bad, and they're not aware of it. And he said to listen to music more that glorifies God and Jesus.
Well, I think those are wise words.
I used to listen to certain types of rock music, and I wasn't aware of it at the time. But I reflect back on it now, and I realize some of the lyrics had something to do with the occult, or they were violent. Or is it was sexual? And to think I was listening to stuff like that, then I discovered some Christian music, and I listened to that more, and it glorified God, and I found that to be better.
Oh, absolutely. I think Paul's words in Philippians are so appropriate here. In chapter 4, verse 8, he says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And that applies to every area of life. It applies to music. It applies to, you know, what we listen to from, you know, talks and speeches and those sort of things, the literature that we read. God is calling us to a different way of life, and he wants to see things through his eyes and through his perspective. And when we come to Christ and Christ comes to live inside of us, I think this is one of the changes that takes place. We have a desire to think on different things, these things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and admirable. I think that's what God is working inside of us. So, Dominique, thanks for your great comments today. We sure appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. And thank you for broadcasting the true word of God.
Well, thank you, Dominique. We certainly appreciate those kind words. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of those of this CD series, okay? Well, thanks for your call. You hold on, okay? Well, it's a powerful, reminder to us of Christ at work in our lives. Sometimes we look out in the world, Richard and Bob, and we think, you know, where is God? You know, it seems like things are getting worse instead of better. And, you know, and you ask questions, why is that? But I think we forget that a lot of God's work is in the hearts of his people. Mm-hmm. We see changes there, transformations take place there that are powerful, that eventually impact the culture, eventually make a difference, you know, in our families, in our churches, in our towns, in our schools, in our workplace. That's how God works, just in our hearts, changes attitudes, renews our thinking, and eventually all of that works itself out in our spheres of influence. And we have opportunities to share that life with others, and they get impacted, and their eyes are turned toward the Lord, and they come to a point of faith, and then Jesus Christ comes to live inside of them, and their lives start to get changed. And so it just kind of goes out further and further and further. That's the power of the gospel, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And it's so completely upside down from the way the world approaches things. In the world, generally speaking, you're only defined in success by how many people came, how much money you made, and it has to be big. Everything has to be big. The store has to be bigger. The building has to be bigger. And Jesus works one person at a time from the inside out, and that one person influences somebody, and they influence somebody. And it's just so completely different, so much more peaceful, so much more discerning, so much more everything because it's Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that's the great gospel message. Let's go to Daniel listening to us in Jersey City. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing? God bless you.
Thank you. How can we help you today?
Well, I heard on the program yesterday that you said that in Acts about having the gift of speaking tongues is one of the gifts that Jesus gives people. But my pastor had said that in order to speak tongues, you had to be baptized of the Holy Spirit or by the Holy Spirit. I know that you said you can receive the Holy Spirit when you're saved, and I believe that. And I thank you for clearing that up for me because I was a little confused. I was recently saved in August, and so that made me feel a lot better. But do you believe that you need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit in order to speak tongues?
Well, Daniel, the baptism of the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with tongues, really. It's all about salvation. So when you came to Christ, Daniel, here's what happened. Your spirit was brought to life, so that was regeneration. And then Christ sent his spirit to live in you. And then his spirit placed you in the body of Christ. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That moment when the Holy Spirit places you into the body of Christ. So now you're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. That's all. Then that all took place at new birth when you were saved. Well, Daniel,
okay.
We're out of time today. Let me put you on hold and we'll send you some information on that. Okay. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
And thanks to everybody for being a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. And a reminder also that for your gift of any amount, you'll receive our 3-CD series, Profiles in Character, by Bob Christopher. It's the series in which Bob outlines some very important lessons. For instance, finding sometimes in life that the most unlikely people prove to be the true heroes. Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and receive your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. We also invite you to join our email list. By clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net, you'll get late news about the ministry, including upcoming events and information about new products and resources to enhance your understanding of the Christian life. A Again, subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. We'll be back for another edition of Basic Gospel same time tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.